So the Mishnah goes on in Sanhedrin, coming towards the end. Long Mishnah. So the Mishnah starts teaching about an Ir Nidachas. Fascinating halachas. Ein oisin Ir Nidachas ella al pi bezdin shel shivim ve'echad. Another halacha that you need for 71 dayanim is a Ir Nidachas. Gemara says, Ein oisin Ir Nidachas. Says the Gemara on Tazayin of Beis. The first word on the line is Shifto. Seven lines in the wide lines. Minani Mile, how do you know they need 71 Dayanim to Paskin on an Ir Nidachas? Amar Rav Chiya bar Az, Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Oshia, the Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Otsesa sa Yishahu, Oasi Yishahi. Ish v'isha atam moitzi l'sharecha v'yatam moitzi kolo yirkulu l'sharecha. You're moitzi an ish v'isha to don them for avodah zarah, to give them what? What do they get if they are oivid avodah zarah? They get skila. So the pasuk says v'itzi esa ish o esa ish v'otzis esa ish o esa isha. The Gemara is megale, the Torah is megale, dafka ish v'isha. But if you have a nidon on an entire ear, then it's besayif, right? Just to speak outside, there's a few halachos for an ear nidachas. Ear nidachas, the halacha is that when rove, majority of the city, was oyved in ear, was oyved avodah zarah, so then we kill not only the oyved avodah zarah, we kill the nashim, the taf, the entire city is destroyed. Without hasra, without anything, it's a difficult halacha, and we can learn the details if the. It's a little bit of a machlok is rishayim. The Mordechai is 2 days if the taf were involved in the avodah zarah, but there are rishayim that hold even if the taf were not involved in the avodah zarah, and even if they weren't involved in the avodah zarah, it's still a chiddush because their taf, their ketanim, all of the property is destroyed, and also the madichim who tried to convince them to do avodah zarah are also killed. So it's quite a story, the story of Ir Nidachas. But the Torah says that there it's not enough to have 23 dayanim; it has to have 71 dayanim. There is a geshmaka kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch asked the kasha. He doesn't understand how an Ir Nidachas comes about. What's the halacha? The halacha is, let's try to pretend chas v'shalom there was an Ir Nidachas, which lo haya v'lo yiyah. There is no Ir Nidachas. But in theory, we have to learn the details. So the Gemara tells us in the last paragraph of Sanhedrin is all the sugyas towards the end of Chelek is all the sugyas of Ir Nidachas. The Gemara says, let's just play out the details. So you got one guy, you donned him up, the Bezdin, 23 dayanim, we're judging him, and we said he's chayav skila. So before we killed him, said, "Whoa, this is a pattern. 1, 2, 3, 4. Suddenly, rubo shalir. So now what happens? They're not going to get skila anymore. They're going to get saif. Okay. Now I don't have. We're not right now. We're not talking about why that is. There is a fascinating Hezber of the Vilna Gaon, why the Misa is transformed really lakula. It's as if we're being lenient on him, and instead of getting stoned, which is considered the most chomer dika Misa, suddenly he has a kula. But it's a machlekes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan, and we paskin against Rabbi Shimon that skila is chomer than Sreifa. Rabbi Shimon's opinion was that Sreifa is chomer than skila. That's not the Rabbanan's opinion. Yeah, so we pass in Skila's Chomer Misreifa. But Sayef for sure is not even on the radar of those two things. So you have a cool, whatever, you switch the Misa. So after Michas Chinuch, I don't understand. You paskined on this guy to get killed with how many dayanim?
23.
Mm-hmm. And now you're going to give him Sayef with how many dayanim? 71. Says Menchas Chinuch, is that so pasha? How do you know that that works? Let me ask you the following question. Eidim walk into Beis Din in a regular classic case of a murder. The Kabbalah Eidus was done by only three Dayanim. Beis Din, Sanhedrin, Ketana, the rest of them came back from lunch, and they say, three of the guys that didn't take off yet for lunch said, by the way, we were Mekabel Eidim, and we think that this guy should get Misa. So now they're going to do a Gmar Din with 23 Dayanim, like the Mishnah told us. Is that okay? Or do you need all 23 Dayanim for the Kabbalah Sa'idis? So this is a Machloikes, the Ramban and Rav Sadyagon, Al HaTorah and Parsha Shoyftim. Al Pishnayim Oshlosha Eidim Yumos Hames. Says the Ramban Mishnah of Sadyagon, the Shlosha is that Kabbalah Sa'idis could be done with Shlosha, and the Gmar Din needs 23 Dayanim. Says the Ramban Cholila. If the Torah requires a Sanhedrin Ketana, 23 Dayanim for Dinei Nefashos, you better make sure that you have 23 Dayanim from start to finish. Machloikis, the Ramban Rav Sadyagon. Says the Minchas Chinuch, a sharp chap, says every ear and idachas is a tzarech in gadol on Shitas HaRamban. Because what do you have? Okay, it's not the same numbers, it's a different case. But what do you have? You have Kabbalah Seidus with 23, but now you just revamped to be on a new Din Torah, and now it's 71, you should have to be Mekabel the Eidim again. And the Gemara never says that you have to be Mekabel the Eidim. So Minchas Chinuch says, Raya She'ein Ole Atshuva, that this is a Raya to the Rav Sadyagon, Akasha on the Ramban's Shita, about this Perish and the Psuk.
How do you... Pusuk din against the Yomidah, is that against the entire town or person by person?
Once it's Rov Ha'ir, then the 71 Dayanim come in and Paskin, destroy it. Okay. Destroy it.
So that's not against a specific individual?
No. So I think.
You can see, once you have Rov, then that 23 that was Makabal, the 71 steps in instead of them. It becomes, it morphs into the 71.
But you never had Kabbalah say this, Aliyah 71.
You never did.
So the Minchas Chinuch says that's a kasha on the Ramban. It's a kasha on the Ramban.
You never needed it until Rav.
So that's the kasha. So we should have to now re-be Mekabel the Eidus for all of the Irani Dachas. The Gemara should say, the reason why Irani Dachas Lohoya Vlei Nivra is because we'll never get it done, because we have to keep on going with the process to be Mekabel the Eidus again. That's the Minchas Chinuch time. It doesn't make sense. Why suddenly are you allowed to kill him? Where's your Kabbalah Eidus on the Irani Dachas?
Isn't the Eidus on an individual basis? Each person.
Beautiful. So, I think this is what all of you were alluding to. Rav Soloveitchik said this, so to answer, clearly the Minchas Chinuch didn't assume like this. Rav Soloveitchik said he understood the parsha of Yerni Dachas entirely differently. He says he didn't think the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch is a kasha. Because the Kabbalah's Eidus and the Maisa Avera was done and was Niskabel al Yedei the Bezdin of 23, and you're really Chayav Skila because of your Maisa Avera Zar. Comes along the Torah is Mechadish, once that's registered, that majority, rove, personal, on an individual basis, people did an Avera, and that is registered in a Bezdin, Al Yidei, a court of 23. There's a new Chalois in the Bezdin, in the Torah, called an Irani Das. That doesn't need Kabbalah Sa'edus, that doesn't need a new story. It's now a Chalois on the ear, which doesn't need, it's not a new story. It's not a new Maisa Avera. It's a function of that Maisa Avera. But he was Be'etzim Chayiv Skila. Now, because we have a situation, we have a matzav, that what? Robe of the ear, we're now nidon personally, as being Chayiv Skila for the ear, so now there's a new chalois on the ear, that Bezdin Agolo can paskin, but not getting involved in the Maisa Aveira. And the Mirtz Hashem in the future will see rayas to where he got this from. But that was his yesod. The Minchas Chinuch, it's not a new story about the story. We're not going into the individual cases. That was done and that was registered. Now that we have that registered and we now have to look over our files and we see that majority of the city is like this, now we can paskin a psak on the whole city and now it's a din of an Irani Dachas. That's a new chalois.
Even if that's true.
Yeah.
Say, once you say there's 100 period. So once you hit 51, you know we're dealing with Rove. You should, according to this, still be allowed to be makabel Avis in 23, and just to have the, you know, have the carry out of the side up with 71. But that's not true. You have to be makabel the other 49 Avim now, the other 49 cases with the 71. That's not true. You should always be allowed to be makabel with just 23 up to 100.
Maybe you can.
Maybe you can. It's mashma not. It's
mashma. Why?
Once you have a rogue, then the 71 has to be makabel the Avis of the others.
No, 71, that's what he's saying. 71 has to pass in the din of Yerni Dachas. That's it.
There's no
din of Kabbalah Seidus. They don't even have to get into the drishas of the Hakiris. They don't have to get into the. They don't have to waste so much time with the stories. That's they have to issue the psak of Ir Nidachas on the ear, and that's the chalos on the city. So now we're not going to have all those additional details of the woman, children, the property being destroyed until we have 71 dayanim. But the actual story, the details of the case, that is going to be like it was for every personal case. I think you could learn that in the Gemara. Again, the Gemara is learning the mucker for Ir Nidachas as a diuk off of Vahitseisa sa isha hu oe sa isha ahi. Ish vi isha ata moitzi lisharecha vi ata moitzi kola ir kula lisharecha. When it's going to be a din on the kola ir, so it's not like, again, it's the whole mucker for 71 for Ir Nidachas is stemming from ish vi isha. Ish v'isha is sharecha. Now, once you calculate that all the ish v'ishas comes to rova ear, to have the chalos on the ear, it becomes 71, you need 71 dayanim. But that's the way of Soloveitchik disagree with the Minchas Chinuch, that this 71 dayanim don't have to get involved in the personal cases of every ish v'isha, that is registers and that stays for the Beis Din. It's just that now, once we took that analysis, and we now are judging based on that, so now we have a chalais on the city, that the city has a shame, Ir Nidachas. Okay, let's go a little white. We'll see that this hezber of the Minchas Chinuch versus Rav Soloveitchik might have ramifications in the next sugya. Einos in Ir Nidachas basfar. There is a halacha in the Mishnah that you can't make an Ir Nidachas on the border of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Says the Gemara, why? It says from within you, in your midst, and not from the boundaries, not from the outside. So the Gemara says, Gemara continues, veloy shalosh, and you do not make three iranidachases. A bezdin can make one iranidachas; it cannot make three iranidachases. Okay. What about two? Hold that to it. Dichsiv. Achas. Aval oisin achas oishtayim. But don't think that you can only do one. A bezdin has, this bezdin's stats for iranidachas could be capped at two. You could only make two iranidachases. Aval oisin achas oishtayim. Dichsiv, it's just a pella, if you keep in mind. At Irinidachas, Lohaya Vlay Nivra, and we're getting into so many details about how many times one Bezdin could paskin about an Irinidachas, I mean, and where it's located and everything, that's what the Gemara says, Joish Vekabal Schar. We don't care whether it was. We're not just trying to get the facts or study history. We want to know Joish Vekabal Schar, like the Balatanya tells us. We want to understand Selam Elokim. We want to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this halacha of Ir Nidachas is another piece of the Eibishter, of the Rabbeinu Shalom, understanding what he's about and how we can be miskarev closer to. Tichsiv achas, aval oso achas ushtayim. Tichsiv arecha. Tana Rabbana, the Braisa says, achas, achas, this is not the Seder of Aida and Yom Kippur. Achas v'loy sholosh, that you can make one, but you can't make three. Ata oimer achas v'loy sholosh. What do you mean? If the pasuk says achas, maybe it comes that you can't have even two or any dachas in a basin. Kishua omer arecha. When the pasuk says arecha, so harei shtayim, the minimum amount of arecha plural is two. So therefore, it means that's already including shtayim. So amanu makayim achas. So what was achas coming to exclude? That your limitation is achas o shnayim v'lo shalosh. You're not allowed to make three or any dachas in a bezdin. So now Rav has a little suffix about this halacha that we just said. Zimnin Omer Rav, there were times that Rav was of the opinion, Bebezdin Echad Hu De'en Oysin, yeah, in one Bezdin you can't make it, Habishnaim Ushloisha Bateidinim Oysin. But if there are two or three Bateidinim, then you are allowed to do it. Okay? V'zimnin Amar Rav, and there are times that Rav was of the opinion, Afilu Bishnaim Ushloisha Bateidinim La'olam Ein Oysin. Now, I believe it's a Machlekes Rishonim on this line, Bishnaim Ushlosha Osin. Rashi says, Bebezdin Echad, look at Rashi. Bebezdin Echad, the third to last Rashi. Kolzman Shas Sanhedrin Zu Kayama. What's Bezdin Echad coming to tell us? I understand. You just told us that one Bezdin can't, so now you're telling me, but in two or three Bezdins you can't. Okay, obviously, we just said one Bezdin you can't. We never said anything about two or three Bezdins. So Rashi is saying no. Bezdin Echad means when this Sanhedrin is around, no other Sanhedrin could do it. You have to wait till this Sanhedrin dies. Then you can have other Sanhedrins that could paskin. In that Bezdin, then they could make it.
So they're talking about how often?
Yeah, exactly, right. Meaning, as long as the Sanhedrin was still alive, that Bezdin can't do it.
Okay, so that Bezdin can do one or two?
Can do two.
And then, so
now comes along the Gemara, Rav thought, in the first Lishna, Rav thought, but if it's Shnayim or Shlosha, which Rashi is telling us to mean, meaning a later Bezdin, after that original Bezdin died out, and these took their place of the original Bezdin, so then they can make, this Bezdin can actually make more than one. Okay? Could make three. Okay? And probably more than three. The limitation of the Gemara of Achas Velo Shlosha is only when that original Bezdin was still alive. I think the Yad Ramah learns that it's not referring to the Sanhedrin dying out, it's referring to different Sanhedrin paskening at the same time. That you, Bezdin Echad, you're not allowed to, meaning you can't have different Bateidinim paskening at one time. You can have three. Sanhedrin Ketanas?
No,
Gdolas. Oh, Sanhedrin Gdolas.
We're talking about
What was the case that the Yad Ramah was talking about? He had more than one Sanhedrin passing. Unless the Yad Ramah held every Shevet at a Sanhedrin Gdola also. Not just the Sanhedrin Ketana. That the last Gemara of Sanhedrin, L'chol Shevet V'Shevet, maybe it could mean not only 23, but he can eat 71. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good point. Could be. That's what he's assuming. Yeah. Okay, fine. So zimnin amarav bezin echad hu dein osin avishnayim ushlosha batininim osin v'zimnin amarav. Then Rav presents a different interpretation, a different thought process. Afilu bishnay shlosha batedinim la'olam enam osin. No, two or three batedinim, even if they died out, even if these are replacements, you still can't do it. This Bezdin has a limit of two and never three. Even if you have later generations, a new Sanhedrin that took over from their predecessors. That's the klal. Achas velo shalosh. Never, this Bezdin can never do three Yerani Dachases. So is it absolute? Or is it only after they die out? That's the two versions of Rav. So the Gemara says, "My time of the Rav. What's the reason of Rav? Mishum karcha. What does that mean? Mishum karcha. What's a karcha? Yeah, what's karcha? What does the Mepharshim say on the side? So it's going to make Eretz Yisrael look bald.
Oh, okay.
Right. Right. So Mishum Karcha. Amar Reish Lakish Lo Yishanu El B'Makom Echad. Reish Lakish, now you understand the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, this whole limitation is only in one area. Aval B'Shloisha, Avashnayim B'Shloisha Mekayim is Oysen. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, no, ain't Oysen Mishum Karcha. You can't even do it in many different Mekomos. Why? Because of Karcha. Tani Kavas the Rabbi Yechanan Enos in Shalosh Arios Minudachas Veretz Yisrael. Aval Olsen Oson Shtayim. Gonachas B'Yud V'Aschas V'Golil. Aval Shtayim B'Yud V'Shtayim V'Golil Enosin. Usmuchol Esvar. Afilu Achas Enosin. So you see that the Brisa says like Rabbi Yechanan, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, that we're going to have three places that are going to be totally eradicated, burnt to the crisp. That's not going to be accepted against Reish Lakish, that if you split it up, it will be allowed to be done with three. It was only a limitation on one area. So let's finish the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Ve'enosinosom besvar, my taima, shami yishmu necharim v'yachrivus Eretz Yisrael. What's the reason you can't do it on the border of Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, even one? Because the Goyim are going to see it, and then they're not going to be any barriers, right? And, right, if we're not going to live on in the Shomron, so then they're just going to march right in and take over all of our protected cities. So we need those Jews that are there. This is exactly what the Gemara is saying. And the Shem Yishvu Nachum, Yachri was Eretz Yisrael, they're going to destroy Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, what do you need to explain for that reason? But typically, didn't the Gemara have a drusha already?
Yes,
it's a din of Yerani Dachas is from Kerbecha, from the midst, not from the border. Says the Gemara, you're right. Rav Shimon who didarish tamidikra. It's Rav Shimon who darshins the rationale of the pasuk. This is another Hashkacha Pratus. Last week we had Parshas Yisro Moshe Rabbeinu in the time of the Krov, Chaim Kanievsky. That was this is this week's parsha also. The Gemara talks about taking a mashkon of an almana, and the Gemara says what happens if she doesn't need it and she has another beged. So Gemara Mamatzia says it's totally on the machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon whether or not there's shin in time of the Krov. Do we say you're never allowed to keep the mashkon for too long, or do you say there's shin in time of the Krov? It depends. Depends what the situation is. It depends. You can have a nafkamina la'alacha based on time of the Krov. Now. This is a big misnomer that people often don't understand. How does a Rav get up and say drushas if lo darshin in time of the Krah? Tanakama shita, lo darshin in time of the Krah. So the Sefer HaChinuch tells us, of course we're darshin in time of the Krah. Of course we want to understand the mitzvahs of Hashem and the rationale of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and why he made and what was the kavana behind the dinim. All darshin in time of the Krah or lo darshin in time of the Krah means is exactly what I just said. If you're going to have a nafkamina lahalacha based on your rationale that because I'm giving this hezver to the psukim, so now I'm telling you that there are certain times that you can take back the bikadon, you don't have to give it back to the almana, so then the rabbanan say, it's a nice pshat, I like your darshin and time of the krah, but I'm not changing the absolute value and the absolute interpretation of the psukim themselves and not giving my nafkaminas based on that. But without practical implication, everyone holds you can be dorish time of the krah. We're allowed to dorish the rationales of HaKadosh Baruch. Yes. Right, right.
It seems like it makes sense that it's Rahmanis.
Right.
Right.
There it actually sounds like even if you give the drusha, meaning Mishat Genoso, that there it is a problem because you're actually taking the rationale and the svar. I mean, there it sounds like a Rav gets up and says that's a bad drusha. You know what I'm saying? Like Mishat Genoso, we have to tell him to be quiet, even in the drusha Shabbat, even though there's not enough Kamin. Oh, so let's see. Let's see how the Rambam paskins. So look at the Rambam in the sheets. So the Rambam paskins in Halacha Dalet is in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet. Says the Rambam, "Ein achas miari miklan nasis irani dachas shenemar ba'achas harecha v'lo yushalayim nasis irani dachas v'shalon nischal kalashvatim." Now is our Gemara. "Ein osin irani dachas basar." You don't make an irani dachas on the border. Why? "Kedosh shlo yichansu goyim yachrivu eretz Yisrael." How did the Rambam paskin? We have two opinions in the Gemara. How do we know that you can't make an Irini Dachas on the border? Tanakama said because of a drasha of Mikir Becha. Right? And Rabbi Shimon said no because of Shema Yavo Nachrum. So he's supposed to be like Rabbi Shimon. So says the Kesa Mishnah, but wait a second. Every other place in Shas, the Rambam Paskins, Lo Darshin and Time of Dekra. And our Gemara says Rabbi Shimon is Dorish Time of Dekra. So how could the Rambam bring down Rabbi Shimon's reason? That's the Kesef Mishnah's Kes. Very problematic Rambam. You should have paskined the reason why you don't make him Minasvar is because of Mikir Becha. Not like Rabbi Shimon, who he never paskins like. In this week's Parsha, he doesn't paskin like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to the Pikadin of an Almana. So says the Kesef Mishnah, no, similar to what I'm saying. Darshin and time of Dekra, when there's no nafkamina la'aloch. What's the difference? So Tanakama learns from Mikir Bech. Rabbi Shimon learns because of Darshin and time of Dekra. So, who cares? He has a rationale because of a strategic approach. He has a pasuk. Why can't the Rambam say a drasha? He also has to make drashas sometimes. So let him make drashas. As long as there's no nafkamina la'aloch, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam paskins Tarshin and time of Dekra. We can go with Rabbi Shimon's pshat. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch, and he gets very upset with this Kesef Mishnah. Again, Kesef Mishnah's whole analysis of the Rambam only works if what? There's not a nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama.
So let's. Or even if there is,
you're not paskening Rabbi Shimon. But he's paskening Rabbi Shimon. So the Mishnah is asking, again, the Rambam's paskening Rabbi Shimon. So the Mishnah is saying, it's okay that the Rambam's paskening Rabbi Shimon. Because this isn't totally on the regular din. Because there's no nafkamina in this Gemara. So the Minchas Kinuch says, not so fast. Let's see the Minchas Kinuch. This is the Minchas Kinuch on page Reshut Gimel in Sif Dalet. He quotes our Gemara. And look at the second paragraph. You see, v'hine b'chol makom shematzina d'Reb Shimon d'Rish time of the Kra, yesh nafkamina l'dina. Gabichol v'beged almana ayin b'metziah kuftas v'vav v'medalef, the almana ashira, v'mashkin d'Rish time of the Kra, a rich almana you're allowed to take, you're allowed to keep, l'tach v'beged almana v'chin gabi ribo noshim l'melech. Also, the Gemara says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we're going to see on Chafal, if the Gemara says that there's an issur for the king to marry too many wives. So Gemara says if he has the, if it's not going to cause him to go off the derech, because the pasuk says the reason why is because. Oh, okay, right, exactly. So the Gemara says if you know he's not going to go off the derech, so then darshin and time of the Kura, then he could be marva. So again, that's totally, these are nafkaminas la'alacha between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbana. So then we paskin against Rabbi Shimon, lo darshin and time of the. That's a nafkamina la'alacha. Chazal chadai tach, the nidrash time of the Kura. Halo darki atayr akdoisha, amku v'rabo, v'ein bezdin shakol ha'anosh, seichel ha'anosh, ila'asa ketipa menayam. We can't know what the kavanas of the Rabbana Shalom is. That's the fundamental machlegs, Rabbana and Rabbi Shimon, lo darshin and time of the Kura. Lakim even darka, rak b'makom din afkamina l'dina darish time al yedei ze nishtana adin v'anigos lanu l'veneinu ha'makom shalun nishtana adin nidrash. Then we're allowed to darsh. Shivim ponim l'tayra v'zed bar. So that's a fundamental yisod about darshin adin l'rukah b'makom shalun nishtana adin. Yine gam kan nafkamina l'adina. So comes along the Minchas Chinuch and says, and later he's going to attack the Kesef Mishnah. I'm just telling you what he's building up over here, saying there's nafkaminas over here. Why? Let's see. L'fi mashe kasafti, the chol hanu de'ena nasan irani dachas kon Yerushalayim or Ar Mikla v'shar dinam v'shein gzeres hakosav kul nigro mikra de gzeres hakosav kachi ve'in tamad davar umi amed besoid Hashem im kein b'madichin gamkin ino sindin. Rabbi said, the halacha of irani dachas, I told you, one of the halachas of irani dachas is that we don't only kill the people in the city. Who else do we kill? The madichin. Not the nidochin, the madichin. The people who convinced you, right? Who was the first Madiach in the Torah? No, the first Madiach in the Torah. Was the first Madiach in the Torah, the Gemara calls. No. No, we mentioned it in a Shalosh Shirashir.
Okay.
Mara says the first Madiach in the Torah was the Nachash. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the word Nachash anymore. Based on old Shiurim that the Rabbeinu B'chai says the Rabbeinu Shalom won't even say the word Nachash because he's the first Madiach, the first one to cause to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says he was a Madiach. So that's why the Gemara says usually we advance Tainus and we usually Tainin, we're Tainin. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, the Gemara calls him the Gemara calls him a Mesis. Ain't Tainin Lamesis, right? Gemara calls him a Mesis. Gemara says, really the Nachash had a Gevaldika Taina to pater himself. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayman. This was the shiur that we had about the text messaging suicide. That an shliach divrei avera. That if a person sent another person to do an avera, is he chayiv the person who sent him? That's what we discussed. So the Nachash really had a taina. The Gemara says we learn from the Nachash that even though he had a gevaldika taina, we're not toyin lemesis. We don't give him defense. If he can't figure out himself, he's on his own. He's a mesis. Ramesha learns from there that you see that if a person who institutionalizes and tries to convince people, Beshita as an institution, to do Averis, so you see it's not just Averis Zara, it's even other Averis, because Eitz Hadas wasn't necessarily Averis Zara. See a big Chiddush from that Gemara. Fine. So the Gemara says that Madichin are also going to be killed. So it says the Mechas Chinuch, but Stam, if I ask you to do an Avera, right? Or I get you to be Oivir Averis Zara, right? The Madichin are not killed. So says the Mechas Chinuch, this is a nafkamina for there to be a din of Yerni Dachas. When the whole ear becomes an Yerni Dachas, so the Madichin also get Saif. And if the din is that, what? Says the Mechas Chinuch, let's go back to this. Gamgal Yair Amonis Al Asfar. According to Tana Kama that has a Gzeres HaKosev that says a border city is not Mikir Becha, so there's no deer in Erani Dachas. Right? Imkein Einos in Din Ba Midichin. So then we don't punish the Midichin. Ulerb Shimon Shemotza Tam Livstoik Azeh Kedeshulo Yachrivu Anachrim Imkein Be'emes Chayavim Imredin. Says the Mechaskun of Asharb Chak. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no Gzeres HaKosev that's telling us that they're not an Irani Dachas. Be'etzem, they are an Irani Dachas. Just what? There's just a rationale that it's dangerous. It's dangerous over here. So says the Minchas Chinuch, he thinks that the Madichin will be punished according to the Rebbe Shimon and not according to Tana Kama. Big Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Then he says in the next paragraph, we'll skip to the next paragraph, Hine Nafkamina Pshuta, let's say the Minchas Chinuch says like this, let's say we know that we made a peace treaty with Egypt after the Six-Day War. Was that when it was done? Yom Kippur? After Yom Kippur, the peace treaty? So we know that they're not going to attack us. So according to Rabbanon, that it's Mikir Becha, who cares your peace treaties? Who cares whether or not they're going to practically attack you? Adin's a din. Mikir Becha. It's not Mikir Becha. So that's not an Yerei Dachas. According to Rav Shimon, it's Darshin and Taim and Dekra, Shema Yavo Nachrum V'Yavo, but not if you have a peace treaty. So says Minchas Chinuch, maybe a peace treaty will make a difference. So according to Rav Shimon, you'll have an Afkamina, and you're going to have an Yerei Dachas in such a situation. Unless the Minchas Chinuch says, you're going to argue with me, to me yachalei the machshavos levavam. Who's going to be able to know what the real intentions of our enemies are, even after they sign a peace treaty, that's not necessarily going to stop them. Okay, interesting. A political shiloh. Good. Yeah, exactly. Oideish nafkamina, third paragraph. Does that posh? Im eidim me'idim alecha cha'over aver lefnei kamashonim, donan osim vahargim v'nislin u'malkin v'zeh posh. Let's say someone did an avera 65 years ago. And eidim come in and we say, totally forgot about it. We have to be made. This guy did an avera. There's no expiration date. I don't, is there in the court of law, statute of limitations is how long?
Depends on the crime.
Uh-huh. So the worst crime, what's the murder? What's the?
I don't think there's none
murder. For murder.
Many times there is.
Okay, right. So by halacha, there's no statute of limitation. There's no statute of limitation, says the Minchas Chinuch.
Murder?
But says it. Right. So says the Minchas Chinuch, there's no statute of limitations when it comes to all halachas, when it comes to all avers. Good. But says the Minchas Chinuch, 1 second. What? What do you mean? He had a kapari. You're asking. So. Kapara of Shemayim, I'll ask you a better, Kasha. That's a better kasha. Forget Yom Kippur. I did tshuva gemura. I didn't wait for Yom Kippur. I did tshuva gemura today. How come Bez didn't kill me? Exactly. The Nedib Yehuda asks your shayla. If tshuva is such a gevaldig gezach, asks the Nedib Yehuda, if tshuva is something that I'm trying to sell during Aseres Yemei Tshuva and trying to convince people to do, so ask the Nedib Yehuda, ask the Chida, so then why isn't it going to save a guy who has a din Torah after Yom Kippur? So says the Nedib Yehuda, says the Birkei Yosef, tshuva is something for Bez Din Shem Shemayim. They're Yodea Masha B'Lev B'nei Adam. They know if you're really being mekabel tshuva. Bez din shel bnei adam, bez din shel mata cannot be oisik in tshuva. V'haraya, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that by Achan, the Gemara says that we try to get every avarian to do vidoy before they're killed. We try to get them to do tshuva, so that they should go as naki as possible and they should be taken. Tshuva doesn't help for bez din shel mata. So ask the Mechas Chinuch, so there's no statute of limitations. But one second, what happens over here? There was an Irani Dachas, and now, for Hashem, Klal Yisrael expanded. There were new cities that were built outside, and it's no longer standing on the border. So now, are you going to tell me that this is not an Irani Dachas when you're going to don it 50 years later? So says the Minchas Chinuch, if you hold like the Tanakama, how could I pass an Irani Dachas? Not Beker Becha. It's a din. Bikir Becha, and not Alasvar. So I understand the change, but I can't paskin here any dachas. But if you understand what, it's Ashin and time of the Kro, so then the regular din of here any dachas could be a point, because the time is not shayach anymore, because the construction changed it, so therefore you'd be chayav. So the Chizkinuch says, nafkamina, nafkamina, nafkamina. Now listen to this last nafkamina. This blew me away, what the Minchas Chinuch said. What happens if you don't get a din here any dachas? Everybody say, how do we start off this year? There wasn't a psak of an irani dach. So what's the din? What do you get? Skila. Skila. So comes along Mechas Chinuch on the next page and asks the following question. According to Tanakama, that excludes a city that's on the border. Because of Bikir Becha, Xeris HaKosev, in Cain, so what's going to be Alacha? Nidoinim B'Skila. It's going to get Skila. There's no Dinerin Dachas. Kikol of the Avodah Zara. V'loi shamanu b'yichidim ha'ovrim avera lachush l'churban Eretz Yisrael. There's never a chash that if a guy does an avera, what do you mean? You knock down my house? Come on. Eretz Yisrael's not going to look nice if you knock down my house, if you kill me, and it's going to be inhabited. V'vada nidoinim B'Skila u'mamonim polat. Xeris HaKosev. They ain't land dinner any dachas, so he keeps his money, but he's still killed with skila. Avol Reb Shimon, there's shina time of the crow. But according to Reb Shimon, that has a different rationale. It's not based on Agzeris Hakosav, but it's based on the tam, the svara, the seichel. In Cain, ain't machriven es ha'ir hanoshim v'ataf. We don't give it an ir any dachas. If we now are going to apply some of the dinim of killing all the women and children, then what's going to happen? Then the goyim are going to attack us. That's not going to be something that's okay. Tarshina time of the crow. We don't want the goyim to come. But says the Mechas Chinuch fundamentally, but what? According to Reb Shimon, he's understanding fundamentally. Reb Shimon understands that this really is shayach to have an irani dachas. Were it not for it to be in a difficult scenario and a difficult area, then we would have given them an irani dachas. So fundamentally, Reb Shimon holds, isn't the Nirani Dachas? Absolutely. It's just that there's an external impediment that it's going to be not strategic for the military if the Goyim are going to come in. But the din is that there's an Nirani Dachas. So says the Minchas Chinuch, Achidish Nifla Ad Lamoid. Avol Mikom Mokom Donim Es Hayechidim Ha'oivdim Avol Ein Yechoyim L'Donim B'Skila Ki Be'emres Nischaivu Rak B'Misakala B'Sayif V'Heyach Nidonim V'Chamura. You hear what he says? Mm-hmm. He says, since fundamentally, Reb Shimon holds, Irani Dachas applies over here.
There is no drasha of Bikir Bechel, that it's got to be Bikir Bechel. And it's just an external rationale that it's going to be a difficult predicament for Am Yisrael. So therefore, we're not going to decimate the whole city. We're not going to kill the woman and children. We're not going to do, but we will apply your nidachas here. So says the Michas, look, we're going to start splitting hairs. We're going to give them the lower misa of an ir nidachas of Sayyid, and we're not going to give them skila. Whereas the Tanakamu holds be'etzem, fundamentally, it's a lack of bikir becha, none of the dinim of ir nidachas will apply, and then you'll get skila. Unbelievable minchas chinuch. Unbelievable minchas chinuch. So I came over to Rosh Hechter, and I said that I thought, and he was masking to me, that this minchas chinuch was minchas chinuch l'shitaso, and the Rav Soloveitchik L'Choyer would argue on this Minchas Chinuch. Again, let's try to chedben what's going on. Minchas Chinuch says that when it comes to Rav Shimon Shita, we're not going to apply the dinam of Ir Nidachas. We're not going to decimate. We're not going to kill all the children. We're not going to kill all the women. We're going to leave it as is in terms of the rest of the status of the city. But, says the Minchas Chinuch, but fundamentally what? Your nidon, not beskila. Fundamentally, your din Torah is b'sayif. You got to give them sayif. How can you give them skila? But masha'engin, when it comes to Tanakama, since there is no concept of yirni dachas here whatsoever, so we're going to give it. We're going to leave it at skila as they're judged as yechid, right? Rav Soloveitchik, again, what was the Minchas Chinuch's question to begin this year? His question was, I don't understand. If you have Kabbalah's edus with three dayanim, according to the Ramban, and then you want to do the Gemar Din with 23 Dayanim, the Ramban says that's a problem. You need the Kabbalah Seidus from start to finish to be with the 23 Dayanim. At the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Ramban, right, how's he going to understand Ir Nidachas? Because Ir Nidachas is a Nidon, a Kabbalah Seidus of a 23. Then the whole story shifts, and it's now maneuvered and totally shifted to a court of 71. That should have to be in the Kabbalah story again. It's changing from a 23 skila dika bezdin to a sayif dika bezdin. What did Rav Soloveitchik answer the Minchas Chinuch kash on the Ramban? He misunderstood entirely Ir Nidachas. Ir Nidachas does not change the facts and the story on an individual basis. They were registered as yechidim, that they were Eved Avodah Zarah in a court of a capital punishment of 23 dayanim, that they're chayav skila. The halacha of Ir Nidachas is that now when we give up psak din to this ear, now 71 dayanim can now take that information that's registered and now give a chalois to the ear with 71 dayanim. What is that nogeya for? Number one, it's nogeya that we're going to change the misa. It's going to be skila to sayif. And also, we're going to give a chalois that we're going to kill all the women and children and destroy all the property. Good? But that's not changing the story. Minchas Chinuch l'shitaso, that held that you're changing the story, and he held that you should have to be mekabel the edus again in the court of 71, and he asked on the Ramban, that's who's arguing over here. That's the story over here is that you can give him Misa B'Sayif. Meaning he's understanding that according to the Rabbi Shimon, they really are shifted and have a new court case. That now you can give them a new Misa, even though the rest of the dinim of Ir Nidachas are not going to apply to this individual. Says the Minchas, says Rav Soloveitchik L'Chayra to this Taina, to this Nafkamina, no. There is a chalois of an Ir Nidachas. There's no new Aveira that they did that we have to re-accept in court. There is a new status to the entire ear. And if you have whatever reason that you can't give that new status to this ear, it's a package deal. And if the Taf and the Noshim are not going to be killed, then the shift change in the Misa is also not going to change. Masha Enkin, the Minchas Chinuch, that understand, no. There's a separate cheshbin. What type of misa do you get? Do you get skila or do you get sayif? So says the Minchas Chinuch, oh, according to Reb Shimon, you get sayif. This is, and even though the other halachas of the Ir Nidachas are not going to apply, because the Minchas Chinuch understood that it's as if it's like a new maisa aveira of an Ir Nidachas. It's a maisa aveira of a sayif. So even though the Noshim and the Taf are not going to be killed, because the enemies are going to hurt us in Eretz Yisrael, and if we're not going to be boarded up, it's going to be a problem, but you're still going to get the punishment of this new Maisa Aveira of Zayif, and according to Rabbi Shimon, that would be the Nafkamina between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon. Lefiani has died and Rav Shechter was masking. According to Rav Soloveitchik, that's not true. Rav Soloveitchik would never be masking to this Minchas Chena. You do not have a Nafkamina according to Rav Shimon and Rabbanon. If you do not have the full status of the transformation of an Ir Nidachas, if the Ir Nidachas for whatever reason is not Chal, because it's not strategic, I don't care what the reason in the book, so then you do not have the new Chalois on this ear. If that's the case, so fundamentally, this is a Maisa Avera of Stila that was never transferred into the court of 71. Just like our Soloveitchik said, you would never have to be Makabel the Edus again, because it wasn't a new Maisa Avera. So fundamentally, every year Nidachas is really Novea from a Chi of Stila. So too, you would never have a Nafkamina between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon of whether or not you'd be Chayef or Stila, and this Nafkamina of the Minchas Chinuch would not be correct. Correct. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch, and he asks, based on all these four kashas, the Kesef Mishnah that said, it doesn't happen nafkamina over here, and therefore the Rambam has the ability to say, Darshin and time of the Kra, because like we said in this week's Parsha, Darshin and time of the Kra, when there is no nafkamina la'alacha, says the Minchas Chinuch, I just brought a slew of nafkaminas la'alacha, and this Kesef Mishnah is Tzarech Ian Gadol, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch says.